Other paragim omishna het misha nagar v'hu b'beis hakfaros. Somebody who takes upon himself nazirus while he is in a beis hakfaros. Afilu hayisham shloshim yom ein olin lo min aminyan v'eino may be korban tuma. Even if he remains in the beis hakfaros for 30 days, those 30 days do not count towards his nazirus, and he also does not have to bring a korban tuma. As another which becomes tamei lameis has to bring three karbanos to Torah or two b'nei yonim. One would be for an Ola, and one would be for a Chatzos, and he also has to bring a Keves for an Asham. But in this case, since he took upon himself the Naziris in the Beis HaKfaros, his Naziris only starts after he leaves the Beis HaKfaros and becomes Tahar. So therefore, he does not have to bring a Korban Tuma, since his Naziris did not start yet. Now that which the Mishnah says that these 30 days do not count towards his Naziris, that seems rather obvious. As another that started his Naziris and only after that becomes Tamei Lameis, that would knock off all of the days he counted until then. And he would have to start counting again after he becomes Tahor, certainly over here, as he did not start his Naziris yet, as his Naziris could only start after he becomes Tahor. So why does the Mishnah have to say that these days do not count towards his Naziris? The answer is, that which another who becomes Tamei Lameis knocks off all of the days he counts and has to bring a Korban Tuma, that's only if he comes into contact with the mace itself or he walks on top of the kever itself. But if he only enters the cemetery without coming into contact with the mace itself or walking on top of the kever, that would not knock off the days he counted until then, and he would not have to bring a Korban Tuma. So therefore, the Mishnah has to tell us that in this case, even though he did not come into contact with the mace itself or walk on top of the kever, even so, those days do not count towards his Naziris, as his Naziris could only start after he becomes Tahor. Now that which the Mishnah says he does not have to bring a Korban Tuma, since we just said that he did not come into contact with the mace itself, so certainly he doesn't have to bring a Korban Tuma, as we said, you only have to bring a Korban Tuma if you come into contact with the mace itself. The explanation is that even if he does come into contact with the mace itself after he was in the Beis HaKfaros for a day or two, he would not have to bring a Korban Tuma, as his Naziris could only start after he leaves the Beis HaKfaros and becomes Tahor. Yatza v'nichnas. If he left the Beis HaKfaros and became Tahor and started his Naziris, and then he re-entered the Beis HaKfaros, Olin lo min aminyan, who may be Korban Tuma. If he didn't come into contact with the mace itself or walk on top of the kever, those days that he spent in the Beis HaKfaros count towards his Naziris. As we said, that only if he comes into contact with the mace itself does it knock off the days he counted. And he brings a Korban Tuma. Now that which the Mishnah says he brings a Korban Tuma, that would be talking about where he came into contact with the mace itself or he walked on top of the kever. As since he already started his Naziris and now he re-entered the Beis HaKfaros and came into contact with the mace itself, that would knock off the days he counted until then and he would have to bring a Korban Tuma. Rabbi Eliezer Omer lo bo bayom, shenemar bayomim harishonim yiplu, ad sheyiyu lo yomim rishonim. Rabbi Eliezer takes issue on one point with the Tanakhama, which is that the Tanakhama said that once another starts his Naziris, and then he becomes Tamei Lameis, that knocks off the days he counted until then, and would have to bring a Korban Tuma. Rabbi Eliezer said that's only if he already counted 2 days or more. But if he was only in his first day, and he becomes Tamei Lameis, that day would not be knocked off, and when he becomes Tahor, he can start counting from day two, and Rabbi Eliezer learns this out from a pasuk which says, Vayomim harishonim yiplu, and the pasuk is talking about another who becomes Tamei Lameis, and the pasuk says the first day that he counted would fall, meaning that the days he counted until then would be knocked off, and he would have to start counting again after he becomes Tahor, and since the pasuk says Yomim in plural, we would infer from there, only if he counted 2 days or more would the fact that he become Tamei knock off the days he counted until then. But if he only counted 1 day, he is only in his first day of his Naziris, and he becomes Tamei on that day would not be knocked off, and therefore when he becomes Tahor, he can start counting from day two. Mesech Nazar Perikimo Mishnevot, Misha Nazar Nazirais Harbet. Somebody who took upon himself a long Naziris, meaning a Naziris longer than the standard Naziris of 30 days. And he took upon himself this Naziris in Chutzlars. And you are not supposed to keep your Naziris in Chutzlars as you are supposed to come to Eretz Yisrael. If you take upon yourself Naziris in Chutzlars as Chutz La'aretz is considered Tamei Midrabanan, as the Rabbanan will go to their Tumah on all lands outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Hishlam as Nazirasa V'Acher Kach Balaretz. He completed his Naziris and Chutz La'aretz, and only after that he came to Eretz Yisrael. Beishame Aymrim Nazir Shloshim Yom. Beishame says that he has to be another for an additional 30 days in Eretz Yisrael, as since he wasn't supposed to keep his Naziris and Chutz La'aretz, he was supposed to come to Eretz Yisrael to keep his Naziris, the Rabbanan knast him, and we're geyser that he has to keep another 30 days in Eretz Yisrael. Ubeis Hillel Aymrim Nazir Batchila. Beis Hillel says he has to start counting his Naziris from the very beginning, as the Naziris that he counted in Chutz La'aretz does not count. Maisa Behilni Amalka Shaholach B'na L'mocham. There's a Maisa with Hilni Amalka that her son went to war. V'amra Im Yavo B'ni Min Amochama B'shalom Ehei Nazira Sheva Shanim. And she said, if my son comes back B'shalom from the Mochama, I will be a Nazira for 7 years. U'ba B'na Min Amochama. Her son came back from the war. V'haisa Nazira Sheva Shanim. And she was a Nazira for 7 years. Uvisov Sheva Shanim also La'art. At the end of those 7 years, she went to Eretz Yisrael. V'haruha Beis Hillel Shetehe Nazira Ot Sheva Shanim Achirus. And Beis Hillel paskin that she has to be a Nazira another 7 years. Like we said, that according to Beis Hillel, the Naziras that you count in Chutz La'aretz does not count. Uvisov Sheva Shanim Nitmeis. At the end of those 7 years that she was a Nazira in Eretz Yisrael, she became Tameh. On the very last day of those 7 years, she became Tameh Lameh. The Nimteis Nazira Esrim V'Achashana. So it turned out that she was a Nazira for 21 years. As we saw in the previous Mishnayos, that somebody who becomes Tameh Lameh, that knocks off all of the days that you counted until then, and you have to start counting again your Naziras from the very beginning. Amar Rabbi Yehuda loy hoitza nazira ela arba esrei shana. Rabbi Yehuda said the story was that she was only a nazira for 14 years, not for 21 years. As Rabbi Yehuda holds, like Rabbi Eliezer, that we saw earlier, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, we learn out from a pasuk that another who becomes tamei lameis on the very last day of his naziris, that would only knock off 30 days. So here, since she became tamei on the very last day of those 7 years, so after she becomes tar, she only has to count another 30 days. So therefore, she was only a Nazira for 14 years and 30 days.